Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. 100%. Resident herbalist Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh my goodness, you know, December's about to be toast, right? Oh, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So glad you've joined us. We're going to be talking about the buzz within the big healthcare industry and the big wigs, you know, like the CDC and the NIH and all that, about America's big problem with mortality. We've touched on this before, but we got more stuff. More stuff. It's a bigger picture. Also, we're going to look at heart risks and sleep problems, how they're related. And we'll see how the hour goes. We may have time for more stuff. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm always lifting them up in prayer. Hope you are too. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, and I'm praying for America. And you'll never, ever, ever regret the time you spend seeking the Lord's face. So I did bring my devotional because you guys love this stuff, you tell me. Okay, Psalms 40, Psalms 56 and 62, and Isaiah 26, it goes like this. The Lord says, trust me with every fiber of your being. What I can accomplish in and through you is proportional to how much you depend on me. One aspect of this is the degree to which you trust me in a crisis or in a major decision. Some people fail miserably here, while others are at their best in tough times. Another aspect is even more telling, the consistency of your trust in me. That's real important. People who rely on me in the midst of adversity may forget about me when life is going smoothly. Difficult times can, you know, jolt you into awareness of your Heavenly Father, whereas the smooth sailing can lull you into a stupor of self-sufficiency. So I care for you, he says, and I want you to care about a relationship together and trust in me every day. Talk with me every day. That's what a relationship's about. Not once a year going to church for Christmas. So hope your mind and time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker, female brains are delicate, more vulnerable, especially to concussions, according to this research. Penn Medicine neuroscientists, for example, did a study. It's in the Journal of Experimental Neurology. They say that there's some biological ways women are different than men. Oh, do tell. Yep, they say they found that women have in their brains leaner nerve fibers, making them more susceptible to concussions than men are. The research team said that they performed several tests on human neural cells, and female axon cells have these long, slim parts that go to the neuron. These are responsible for relaying messages, and they're kind of like the brain's electrical grid, if you will. And anyway, in women, our electrical grid is a little smaller than in a man's brain. So the scientists found that when exerting an equal amount of pressure on the female axons and compared to the male axons in the brain, let's say, you know, simulation of a, you know, trauma injury, they said the female axons were more likely to break. And when you break them, that is associated with a concussion. And, of course, you know, some of the symptoms of the concussion are dizziness, confusion, headaches, and loss of consciousness. So, well, you know, thank you, neuroscientists, for pointing all that great stuff out. But, you know, the Bible tells us that women are different from men. Yeah, we're like a china cup, the good word says. You gotta treat them, you gotta cherish them and be careful. All right, moving along in the quack report. We're going to talk about this a little bit more in length. This is Americans are dying younger compared to other nations. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has their latest data out for 2016. Typical American could expect to live roughly 1.5 years longer than the average resident of another country back in 1979. But now that's not the case. They said so they're not really sure why this gap has flipped and Americans aren't living as longer as their other wealthy counterparts in other parts of the world. So we're going to talk about in more depth in the first segment of the show. Okay, last but not least in the quack report, this is cool. There's this guy in Tokyo. He's a researcher, Japanese researcher, by accident, sort of like, you know, discovering Plato. Silly Putty. He discovered by accident a new type of glass that can repair itself when you press it back together, so it heals itself. Self-healing glass. Oh, yeah, the discovery opens kind of a new industry for super durable glass products that can triple the lifespan of a product. Let's say car windows, for instance, another kind of construction material. Fish tanks. Yeah, But how often do those break, you know, fish tanks? You know, people have mentioned, wow, does that mean my cell phone won't break when I drop it? No, probably not going to happen there. But anyway, University of Tokyo, so this is a breakthrough. And he discovered it while he was playing around investigating adhesive products on wet surfaces. So he demonstrated the strength of this glass product he's made. The piece of glass broke, and then he pushed them back together where they kind of healed themselves. And then he hung something from it, or something pretty heavy, to show how durable it was. It probably will be something in the next decade or so that's in every piece of, household everything. And who knew, right? Healing glass. My glass can heal itself. I kind of like that concept, though. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about what is really rattling the cages of the CDC, the NIH, and other health officials all over America here. It's really a health drop. Second continuous year health drop for America. It's not good. Yep. According to the statistical reports for 2016, it's the second continuous year that's showing a serious decline in the health of Americans. So last year, alarms went off where people were not living as healthy lives than the previous generation before them. That kind of was a clue. And then more people were dying at younger ages. There's another clue. And then the mortality rates climbed, showing more Americans were dying compared to being born. Okay, so we're dying faster than we're pumping out kids. So that's another clue. So we're going to take a look at what this past year is now showing us and how we can better protect our health. Okay, so let's look at the CDC report. They released information regarding a global comparison for the health of Americans compared to other wealthy nations. And so they compared this 2016 data to reports compiled in 1979. So what the comparison showed is that in 1979, Americans were living 1.5 years longer than their wealthy global counterparts. And this involved about 35 nations in a comparison. So the American born in 1979, for instance, could expect to live 73.9 years compared to those in other nations that would live about 72.3 years. So the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says that this trading places between America and other nations started in 2015, from what they can tell, in which Americans expect to live 79 years compared to other countries now reporting they're going to live 81 years. So there's a big, big gap there. So if you're on the newsletter list, you would just see this graph. This graph kind of says it all. The differences between the average American life expectancy and the average expectancy from 1960 to 2015, and it's quite telling. So if you're on the newsletter list, you would have got this graph. And you know what? You can sign up for the newsletter for free. There's no subscription fee, and you get kind of interesting data and health tips every week in your email. So the newsletters are delivered by email, so you have to have an email address. And you can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com. You just go to thepowerherbs.com and click on Books and Newsletter, and you can sign up for free there. So do so. The American Survival Newsletter goes out on Tuesdays, and HealthQuest goes out on Fridays. So you can sign up for both if you want. Great information, different information in each newsletter. We've got a few people writing for the American Survival, so you get different perspectives. So, it's free. So check it out. All right, getting back to our topic, the health drop, second continuous year in a row for the United States. guess what? The experts, the CDC, the NIH, all these people, they don't know what's causing this. They don't. That's what they say. The health experts have really no idea what's causing one of the wealthiest countries in the world, the United States, to be on such a decline with longevity, you know, our mortality rates are plummeting. So for decades, the medical and media establishments have been telling us what? Well, they've been claiming that Americans are living longer lives than ever before, and it's all due to the breakthroughs in medical science, better drugs, surgery, value of care, blah, blah, blah. So, but that's really changed, hasn't it? Obviously, something's changed. The healthcare system really isn't chasing value care anymore, and they've adopted a system of low-cost care for everybody. Even though the healthcare industry is one of the most expensive, it is not providing quality care any longer. Nope. Across the board, generally, that's not what they're doing. So here is a recent example of a woman who got sick on a weekend, and her regular general practitioner was closed. So this left her with a couple options, the hospital ER or a standalone emergency clinic not associated with a hospital. So thinking that the hospital ER is going to be more expensive, she went to the ER clinic just a few miles away on a Sunday. Okay? So, and her reason for going, seeking medical attention, is that she couldn't stop vomiting for 2 days and was feeling a bit dehydrated. So she's concerned, you know. So at the emergency clinic, the ER clinic, she was given 2 doses of an oral medication to stop the vomiting. And it did. It helped. She said at the clinic, for about an hour and 10 minutes. Okay. An hour and 10 minutes. By the way, she said it took them 20 minutes to go get a pill and bring it to her. 20 minutes. Anyway, so thinking, you know, she had insurance through her employer, which the clinic accepted, and there wasn't any copay. She didn't pay a copay. So thinking the visit was kind of taken care of by the insurance, she really didn't give it another thought until a bill arrived from the clinic showing a small adjusted write-off. And the balance due was $1,500. $1,500 for an hour and 10 minutes. Who do you know charges $1,500 an hour? Good night. So her insurance applied this bill to her deductible, which hadn't been reached yet. And here we are at the end of the year, right? Nearly the entire visit was out of pocket, except for that little adjustment, see? Now, the quality of pharmaceutical drugs have also been kind of in the spotlight lately as kind of cheap imports. And also, you know, the clinical trials that support them as a drug of use have kind of come up as basically somewhat fake in a lot of instances, almost a majority of the clinical trial instances. So really, there's no consistency in service of care, regardless of having a universal coverage system or not. All right, so let's look at this Princeton study, another little piece of the puzzle. 2013 Princeton study. Two economists at Princeton University, Ann Chase and Agnes Deaton, published their research on the rising middle-aged mortality going on in the United States. They noticed there was this strong, sharp rise in the death of middle-aged women. Huh? Well, they said in 2013, there was also a study from the University of Wisconsin also concluded a rise in mortality for women of all races increased 43%. Some research suggests a mortality of the deaths are related to maybe overdose, suicide, and cirrhosis of the liver. So the National Research Council, they also published a report that they titled Shorter Lives, Poorer Health, and it revealed the Americans have this broad-sweeping health disadvantage compared to other wealthy nations. So here really is some interesting information that's coming out of these reports about young women dying prematurely. And you have to wonder, is it maybe the third generation of birth control that they're causing a deadly clots. Okay, so we got middle-aged women, and then we have the younger segment that are also dying. These are women of childbearing years. So the areas of the highest mortality for women in the age group for childbearing that were dying, dropping like flies, New Jersey, Georgia, Arkansas, and the District of Columbia. Here's a quote from the Urban Institute. They say increases in mortality are especially pronounced among white women of reproductive age, not a group we generally think of as being disadvantaged. No, I mean, these are probably women that are married. They got husbands that are taking care of them. They got careers, you know, unless, of course, maybe they're on birth control and smoking. Well, that could explain a lot. Also, Dr. William Callahan, Maternal and Infant Health Division of the CDC, he says the rise is real, and it's not just more accounting. Because some people had alleged, well, you know, they're just keeping better statistics these days, and it just looks bad. No, he says that's not what it is. It's real. The rise is real. Also, Dr. Eugene DeClaire, professor of community health, Boston University School of Public Health, he said, America's mortality rates are deeply troubling. Okay. Well, you know, trying to put your finger on what one thing that's causing this is going to be real hard. I don't think it's one thing. I think it's probably a bunch of things, a cumulative effect of things, if you will. Let's look at stress, especially political stress. Everybody's stressed out about politics, right? Nobody wants to talk about them. People get all upset because we can't forget to take into account that the stress that's piled on America through various local and federal laws, right? More laws make simple tasks more complex and burdensome, and businesses are hampered by the same system. So these kinds of things affect the economy, but also the emotion and physical state of people. So suicides are up. Violent crimes are also up. So with stress comes also substance abuse, you know, more tobacco, alcohol, street drugs, and also junk food consumption, causing a lot of obesity and diabetes and so forth. And if we take and look at the culture, aside from the economic and political stress, there are cultural differences. Americans don't relax compared to some other cultures. You know, you go to Europe, people, they just have a different way of looking at the workday, at vacations, at life in general. Okay? I mean, I've talked to Europeans who've come over here, you know, kind of worked a few years. They've been neighbors of mine, and you know, all you hear is you Americans, and then they go off on, you know, a tangent of you just don't know how to relax. You work too much. Well, I agree. We tend to do that here in America. But, you know, our school system is also different. We mandate no paid maternity leave compared to other countries. We don't mandate sick leave or vacation time off. Not really, you know. You know, some businesses that can afford to give you paid time off, you know, that's not mandated. That's something they just want to do. Your lunch break's not mandated, for crying out loud. Labor Board doesn't say that a business has to give you time to go eat in the middle of the day. They just know it's a good thing for employees to have a little break, get some sustenance, have more energy to finish the day. But it's not mandated. Surprise, surprise, right? Little Gomer Pyle there. Well, a single paying, now let me just say this. Also, unemployment is not as generous compared to other countries, and also public housing, not as nice, too, than some other countries. So just some comparisons for you to kind of mull over. Now, the U.S. legal system, also the Division of Motor Vehicles, they also tend to be very hard on the poor with regard to a bunch of their fees. You know, like a single parking ticket and tow fee can confiscate the breadwinner's only transportation to work. And they can barely cover the liability insurance on their car, let alone court costs and tickets. So this is just another kind of correlation that poverty contributes to mortality rates. So the argument that a single-payer healthcare system is going to fix our sliding mortality rate is preposterous. It's a preposterous assumption. Okay, so it's a combination of what we are doing that's really affecting these mortality rates in the United States. Have you seen the homeless that – I think Drudge Report had pictures of the homeless in California lining the streets. Tents everywhere popping up. You know, healthcare system not going to fix that. All right, let's look at some contributions to our mortality via the medical system. Can't forget. We got to include them. We can't leave them out. So while on the subject of this healthcare thing, we can't discount the unnecessary deaths by medicine. So we've got addictive prescription drug use, your opioid pain meds. We got antidepressants causing suicide. We got cardiovascular drugs causing heart attacks, birth control causing deadly blood clots in females, and the list goes on. So there seems to be more concern, really, about regulating vitamins than there is in making drug therapy safer. And, you know, we got to look at the animal kingdom. A lot of times the animal kingdom can tell us a lot. They can give us a heads up, right? So there's this veterinarian, Christine Norton. She reported on some research that showed that vaccines given to pets reduce the life expectancy of the pet by about 5 years. Okay. And of course, she got into big hot water revealing that. So a veterinarian virologist also who reported in the magazine Pets Naturally said that the Bordetello vaccine given to pets when you board them, you know, you go away on vacation, you leave them at the vet. He says that gives the animal lymphoma, which is cancer of the lymphatic system. Also, scientific research often, you know, they often test treatments on animals before they give them to humans, right? Animal research, yeah. So the animal world is kind of offering us this gigantic red flag that vaccines create disease and shorten lifespans. And that's just pets. You know, think about the multiple vaccines the U.S. is mandating for children and wants to also mandate for adults. We got to get a clue here. Come, you know, head out of the sand. Just because scientific medicine says it's safe and good for you and protects you doesn't mean that's true. We got to get away from that assumption they're not lying, because they are. Okay, let's look at the a major segment. So if we check the research by economic studies at Brookings Papers in the late 1990s, we notice a trend that mortality rates increase for the middle class back in the 90s. Right? Frank, do we have to take a break? Is it time already? I'm just asking. It's time. We'll be right back.
Changes our thing. The weak and the weak thinking, she thinks.
We look at each other, wondering what the other is thinking. But we never say a thing. And these crimes between us grow deeper.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Karen Herb Talk, and I'm your registered. I'm your herbalist, and we're going to be finishing up this topic on the health drop second continuous year here with the mortality rates in America. And right before the break, I was talking about the economic studies bookings paper, where in the 90s they noticed this trend of mortality rates increasing for the middle class. And it wasn't just blacks, but whites and Hispanics too. So the death rates went from, get this, in the 90s, they were about 25 per 100,000. Then they went to 200 per 100,000 by 2015. So there's this increase here. So, you know, like I said, I think it's a combination of things that are, you know, driving these rates. Let's look at some combined threats. If we look at, you know, what's changed within American culture since the 90s, we can see an increased use of the following that could produce cumulative effects, and it's killing Americans. GMO foods, antibiotic abuse in animals and humans, increases in vaccines, including more pathogens, as well as genetically engineering those pathogens. Also, conventional foods contain 50% less nutrition. You have to go organic. Poor water sources, as well as poor air quality, and also increased exposure to radiation. You got all this smart technology, see? So there's a lot of things that can be contributing to these factors within America's mortality problem. And it's interesting that certain segments of the population and genders are feeling it more than others. So one thing is for certain. You don't find these trends among the Amish. Think about that. All right, let's look at keeping it clean and simple, because my motto to being as healthy as possible is to keep the diet simple and organic. So I like to do the same when it comes to my healthcare options, and organic medicinal herbs have lots of power. So I prefer to reserve allopathic healthcare for trauma situations, and so cleansing your system of toxins that can accumulate and offer disease a foothold is really my choice, you know, cleanse all that away, and then infuse the body with some powerful nutrition. That's going to be a must. And so this is really the cleanse and nourish approach to wellness, and it's worked for millions of years. Oh, yeah, or thousands, I should say, thousands of years. You know, call Apothecary Herbs if you want to know how you can use organ cleansing and organic supplements and immune boosting herbs, you know, to empower yourself. Give him a call, you know, because our creator encourages us to trust in his medicinal herbs for healing. And that's what I do. And you can too. Give Apothecary Herbs a call because they specialize in the organ cleansing and immune boosting. So give him a call at 866-229-3663. They will send you a free product catalog if you request one. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Of course, if you have the technology, if you like to do the internet, give their website a visit. You'll learn a lot about them there at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless, and it puts the power back in your hands. So you got to take responsibility, but you'll have the tools to do it, to do it right, to do it successfully. That's, you know, the game changer, basically, right? Take advantage of the New Year special that they have going on right now. It's 10% off across the board, plus U.S. free ground ship on orders of $45 or more, and that's running through the 2nd, I believe, of January. So if you got to stock up, got to get some immune boosters, digestive herbs, herbs for pets, whatever the case may be, definitely check it out at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to be talking about heart risks and sleep problems. You know, according to the American Sleep Apnea Association, 22 million Americans suffer from sleep apnea. Do you know anybody like that? That loud snoring and runs you out of the room? So this condition has really not produced the attention that a lot of other conditions like diabetes and cancer have brought, because it's not really as life-threatening. than those other conditions. So we're told about 80% of people with sleep apnea have moderate to severe symptoms. Now, pediatricians also say about 1 in 4 kids have sleep apnea because they're overweight and diabetic and all this. So children tend to get diagnosed with the sleep apnea between the ages of 3 and 8, which is, I never heard of such a thing. You know, when I was growing up, I never heard of sleep apnea. So let's take a look at this link that seems to be between sleep apnea and heart disease and how we can better protect ourselves. So what is it really? Well, there's a few different types of sleep apnea. If you suffer from this episodes of not breathing several times per night, that's what sleep apnea is. You kind of stop breathing momentarily. And this produces poor sleep quality. The brain doesn't get enough oxygen. And a lot of times you can wake up, with a headache in the morning. So this type of sleeping also doesn't lend itself for you to get that deep REM sleep that the brain and your body needs. So there is also obstructive sleep apnea, and this is where there's a blockage of the airway, and it can be from the tongue that falls too far back against the palate, and it puts a lot of pressure on the palate, and it tends to fold or collapse downward when you sleep, and it closes your airway and obstructs it. People can suffocate this way. It can occur. But most people with this condition wake up with a very loud snore and tend to catch their breath. There is also the central sleep apnea when the airway is not completely blocked, but the brain isn't sending a signal through the central nervous system and the chest cavity muscles aren't breathing as well. And then complex sleep apnea is really a combination of all these types of sleep apnea I just mentioned. So what are some of the complications? Well, the American Sleep Apnea Association is saying sleep apnea produces a reduction of oxygen in the blood and starves the cells and produces a lot of additional physical conditions. It can lead to the following, like headaches, like I mentioned, heart attack, high blood pressure, heart failure, AFib or heart flutters, stroke, type 2 diabetes, depression, sleep deprivation, lack of energy, loss of concentration and coordination, and obesity. Now, from the pediatric side of sleep apnea, the complications for kids are mood problems, cognitive dysfunction where they're not concentrating, hyperactivity, obsessive-compulsive disorders, increased risk of cardiovascular disease, as well as obesity. So how would you know if you have sleep apnea? Well, there's a couple of ways to confirm it. If you live alone, you may not hear yourself snoring loudly at night, whereas if you had family members that could hear it, they could tell you, hey, you got loud snoring. Sleep apnea magnifies snoring. We're talking about snoring through a megaphone kind of loud, right? So you can seek medical confirmation by going to a sleep clinic if you want. They'll check your blood oxygen levels, your respiration rate, your brain activity when you're sleeping, all your body movements, your inhalation reflex, as well as, they'll just monitor you overnight doing that. That's what a sleep clinic does. So when you wake up the next morning, you have to report on incidents of your sleep interruption per hour. So they track it, while you're sleeping at night, and they can tell you where your problem spots are. So what would medicine then say to you when they say, you got sleep apnea? Well, the medical treatments for sleep apnea over the last several years have been less than successful. Patients and family members report that the sleep apnea machines, also known as CPAPs, weren't real popular. They offer a little symptom relief, and they also reduce some of the risk. But if you've had one of these machines, they're about the size of a toaster with all these hoses coming and going. And the bottom tray holds a pan of water that gets sucked up into the machine for producing moist air. You wear a mask over your nose and mouth, and it forces this moist air into the back of your airway to help prevent it from closing. So patients tend to complain about the lack of, comfort while they're wearing this while they sleep with this thing on their face, and they can't turn over, and the machine tends to make some noise, and it keeps other people from sleeping. So, I mean, I've heard these things, and they sound like they slurp that water up from the pan at the bottom. It almost reminds me of a suction machine in the intensive care unit where I used to work. So now an additional problem most people with sleep apnea, they find out later that if the CPAP machine, if you don't clean it really well and properly, it can produce a lot of bacteria and you can get a serious lung infection. So there's a risk. Patients are also required to sleep on their backs when they wear this thing. Like I said, they can't turn over. So a lot of times what happens is patients quit using it. So now other more comfortable devices are in development these days. They'll all attempt to address the symptom, but not the cause of your sleep apnea. So physicians will also advise patients, reduce your weight, get to your dentist on a regular basis. You may need a custom dental guard so you can push down your lower jaw and your tongue to prevent you from, closing that airway off. A lot of times in severe cases, doctors will do surgery on that soft palate area. Pediatric doctors, in cases for kids, they may remove tonsils and adenoids and things like that. But it's still not getting at the cause of the sleep apnea, is it? Well, and surgeons know that patients suffering from sleep apnea are a special case, especially for anesthesiology. For anesthesiologists, they have to administer the medicine very carefully. So these kinds of medications affect respiration and can relax chest muscles. So with anesthesia, this type of medication, it can paralyze those muscles. And this can be especially a bad risk for people with sleep apnea. So doctors are now giving questionnaires to determine if patients have sleep apnea before they even present a surgery option. Other precautions surgeons are implementing are looking for clinical signs of sleep apnea. For instance, they measure the circumference of your neck because people with sleep apnea, they tend to have larger, thicker necks. It's a big indicator. It's just one of those correlations. Also, any abnormalities of the airway and soft palate, they look for that. And some instances, surgeons may need to delay surgery in order to confirm if a patient has sleep apnea to avoid adverse events. So if you want to reduce your risk, and surgeons, they want to reduce risk, they actually may even avoid using a general anesthetic to minimize sedation, and they'll use maybe something more local to kill the pain. So using epidurals could be an option, for instance, according to medicine. Sleep apnea patients have to be positioned in a semi-upright position when surgery is being conducted. Interesting. Got to tilt that table. That's right. Here is a quote from anesthesiologist Jeffrey Gross, University of Connecticut School of Medicine. He says, "For a long time, we weren't that attuned to this problem. We are seeing a lot more sleep apnea than we used to, which has increased our awareness." So a lot more? Why is that? Why aren't they asking that question? Also, Dr. Susan Redline, she's the director of the Sleep and Circadian Disorder Clinic, Brigham's Women Hospital, Boston. She says, "We hope these studies focus attention on the importance of sleep apnea in men and women who are historically underdiagnosed." Mm-hmm. Well, there's not a drug for sleep apnea. That's where the money is. Okay, let's look at some of the risks. Sleep apnea may not seem like a real threat to some people, and they don't seek treatment typically. They don't think it's serious enough. So the treatment for sleep apnea is really not inclusive of scientific medicine. So the CPAP machines and the surgery is not really attractive to a lot of people, and they go, why go? But there could be other options patients should be investigating, though. Those who ignore this problem run a 30% risk of having a heart attack within the first 5 years. So sleep apnea is a serious condition. It's not something to, just sweep under the rug, say, oh, it's just a little bit of loud snoring. It could run into something else, okay, in a heartbeat. All right. Yale study, University of Yale, conducted a study in 2007. They were looking at to assess the risk of cardio events linked with sleep apnea. They discovered that the severe cases of sleep apnea run a greater risk of developing heart disease and dying early. According to Dr. Naomi Shea of the Yale study, they said their work was not the first, but it was a large study that tracked the association of sleep apnea connected to heart disease and the outcomes of survival, people with heart attacks, and mortality. So what they suggested is sleep apnea should be treated, and it suggests that it can lower the risk of heart disease when it's treated. And they said that obesity is a major risk factor with a lot of sleep apnea patients. So the Yale study followed over 1,100 sleep apnea patients for about 5 years, and they monitored them for heart attack, coronary artery diseases, if they had to have bypass surgery, and if they had any heart events. And according to the research, sleep apnea stimulates the body's fight or flight response, and this reduces blood flow to the heart. So if you have this repeated exposure night after night for years, what happens is the heart muscle gets starved of oxygen and becomes weak. So this is why there's an association with heart problems, heart disease, and sleep apnea. Also in October 2015, there was a study at the Journal of Circulation. They said women are more at risk of heart disease if they suffer from sleep apnea. In that study, 1,600 patients who had no heart disease or onset of heart attacks, so they followed these women for 14 years. So females seem to have these higher levels of troponin. It's in the blood. If you suffer from sleep apnea, you have this increased level of troponin in your blood. Typically, cardiologists will test for that. It's a protein. It's an indicator of things like angina, myocardial infarction, or heart attack, and of course now sleep apnea. Often the protein is present when the heart is starting to become enlarged. So this report seemed to indicate women are at greater risk of dying from sleep apnea complications than men are. So on this 14-year study of these women looking after these patients that tend to develop severe sleep apnea, about 32% had enlarged hearts and then had cardio events and died. Those with the moderate sleep apnea, 30% had adverse heart problems. And these two groups were compared with those women without sleep apnea to establish the risk factor, and men tend to have the complications of things like obesity and diabetes and high blood pressure, and their group risk is high. So a lot of these things kind of coming together, correlation and pairs. But there's this unpublished link that I want to go over. I uncovered some information that was published but not promoted in medical circles as cures for some of these problems. While I was an herbal student, I heard a presentation by a natural physician who said he thought that a lot of sleep disruption and cardio issues were tied to the thyroid gland. So in 2007, Rutgers University did this research on the thyroid hormones that regulate your sleep patterns. And Dr. Joseph Martin, he's a biologist, he found out how important this thyroid was, especially when you removed it for things like cancer, because he was forced to take medicines and he had sleep problems. So the thyroid produces hormones, they found out, that affect your brain and your nervous system that regulates sleep. So these neurotransmitters and hormones regulate the circadian rhythm and also the breathing mechanism when you are sleeping, right? Who knew your thyroid did all that, right? Oh, yeah, medicine, you know, will say stuff like, oh, your thyroid's just there to help you have energy or to help regulate body temperature. Sort of like, you know, the tonsils aren't really that necessary, and neither is the appendix. They really don't know everything an organ can do. They're kind of hypothesizing a lot of the time. Here is Joseph Martin, says, we're really just beginning to learn the truth and the true extent of how the thyroid impacts our overall health. Oh, yeah? Okay, so in a nutshell, with that in mind, why not just help the thyroid out, get rid of the sleep apnea, and you know, and then, you know, strengthen the cardio system and be done with it, right? That's my approach. That's what I would do. So some of the herbs that help the thyroid out, help. It's a gland. It's an endocrine system gland. I like to use natural iodine, not synthetic, because the thyroid gland runs on iodine. It's a food source, and it helps the thyroid manufacture the hormones properly for the neurotransmitters for the brain and the breathing and all that. So black walnut will have your highest natural source of natural iodine. Then I like to add in mullein. Mullein herb will soothe your thyroid gland, take the cellular stress off of it. And then Siberian ginseng is another herb I like to add. This offers a lot of energy to the body and helps give a synergistic effect of the other herbs, so it just magnifies their benefits. So, and then for the cardio, I like to apply certain herbs to strengthen cardio. So if you're looking on the powerherbs.com website, they have a section for sleep apnea. They have a sleep apnea pack. You can just pick that up. And then they have a cardio, heart and cardio section. And so they have a heart formula. They have hawthorn berries. It lowers your risk of stroke because it helps helps the fibrinogen protein in your blood to prevent unwanted clots. Also, they have the circulation formula. They have the motherwort tincture for AFib and fluttering, angina pain. They even have a heart attack pack that you can take. It's portable, and, you know, when seconds count until you can get to emergency care. I mean, you've got some tools, okay? Also, if you have issues with nutrition, a depression associated with apnea and things like that, they have valerian root, emotional stress formula for anxiety and depression and panic attacks. They have the body food mix to supercharge the system with the nutrition. They have diabetic formulas and brain concentration formulas, and also formulas to help you relax and improve your sleep. So tools that empower you. Thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call. Get a catalog. You'll be amazed at what you can do. You can do what white coats can. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure diseases. Seek medical advice if you dare by a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.